101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Hallie O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them.
Dear blog, I don't remember when it was. To me, it feels like a long time, but it may not have been. I decided a while back that I gotta do something. Maybe this was only 2 weeks ago. I gotta do something with myself because right now, as it stands, I don't really have a hobby.
Right, because you don't do anything.
Right. I know.
Okay. No, hold on. Let me read.
Can you just, okay, would you like to explain that?
Yes. You know, you work and then you nap and then you take care of your daughter and then you do adulting stuff.
I don't always nap, by the way.
Well, I like to. Yes. But I'm just saying that, like, you don't have anything that takes your mind off of work. And that was one, my uncle, when I graduated college, my uncle David gave me two pieces of advice. He said, as an adult, always keep your car clean, which I don't really do. And secondly, every adult needs a hobby, something that takes you away from the stresses of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never really, you had dance.
I did. I did have dance. And that was great because, you know, I was able to find sort of, you know, an escape there because I love dancing anyway. And also a friend group. Well, you know, due to random things, the dance studio is no longer open. But once that happened, I was like, oh, I'm just gonna relax a little bit. It's gonna be nice. Well, I did that. And then the problem is exactly what you said. Like, I have work and I have being a mother. And both of those things can be very stressful.
Yes.
So basically my entire life is one big ball of stress.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to figure something else out to sort of alleviate that. And what I wanted to do and what I've always been really curious about is yoga. So,
Savasana.
Thank you, Scott. So you're doing yoga.
Yes.
You're going to put your leg behind your head?
Okay. It's so much more than that. So this is what I wanted to do. I found a yoga studio that I was just going to literally pop in and like go to a class because I've done like, you know, 3 yoga classes in my life.
Oh, dear.
So I was going to pop in and, you know, see what it's all about. But this particular place was happening to offer like a whole 6-month study of yoga, not just the physical movements, but like breathing and the theory and like all this other stuff that's very intensive. And when you're done, you basically can teach yoga.
Wow.
If you should want to, not that you have to.
Holly, are you going to leave the show to become a yoga instructor?
Yes.
Guys.
Holly's
yoga studio coming to downtown St. Pete here soon.
No, I feel like if I'm going to do something, maybe I should just dive in and do the whole big thing. Because I feel like it's probably more easy for me to like go to a couple yoga classes and then stop going.
Right. No, that's true. I'm like that you're investing in it and that it's something that really you're going to learn how to do.
Yeah. But now I called and I have a meeting with them today. That's why I wanted to talk about this.
Because
the woman, when she called me back, she's like, now this is kind of a big thing.
Yes.
I was like, no, yeah, I got it. She's like, well, let's just meet first.
Did you say namaste?
I didn't.
Down dog.
Okay. So anyway,
baby cry.
baby shark.
Jumping dog. I can't wait for you to learn these terms. Okay.
Those aren't real terms.
Down dog. All right, dear blog, I'm just going to just rip the Band-Aid off and just ask this real simply.
Okay.
When you're in a relationship, how do you know when to send a sexy pic?
Oh, like,
because here's my thing. My boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, is out of town. He's been out for a week and a half. He's going to be gone for another week. And so I was like, this weekend, I was like, you know, I want to send a little pic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send a little sexy pic.
Hey, pic.
But I'm not sexy.
Miguel, anybody can be sexy.
No, not with my face in it. I just look like I'm constipated.
Okay, well, you don't have to put your face in it, I suppose.
Well, here's my question is, when do you know how to send it? Because what if, you know, he's with his family or he's with his coworkers or something, and all of a sudden, oh, there's a text from Miguel. Let's see what. Oh, wow. Holy crap.
Yeah, because honestly, at first I was going to be like, anytime's a good time. Actually, no. If they're in a meeting, I've learned it's not. Not a great time. They have someone sitting right next to them in a you know, boardroom.
Yes.
That might not be the best time.
Right.
It can't be fully appreciated.
No.
So
do you have to, like, pre-ask, like, hey, is it a good time for you to receive a dirty pic?
Here's what I would do. Okay, so let's just be honest. We're probably going to use Snapchat for that.
No, true.
I mean, you could just, since it's like your partner that you know and trust and love,
mm-hmm.
you could do it over text. But just for everybody's sake, like, let's
You got to give a warning, like, little message. Like, hey,
yeah.
Make sure you're not around anyone when you open this.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Hey, so, guess what? Warning, there's a love bomb coming your way.
Oh, yes. But that's what you do. You send the picture on Snapchat and be like, oh, hey, I got something coming for you on Snapchat. Don't open it yet.
Ooh, okay. So you text first. You got something coming.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Because that helps me. Okay.
I think you text first because if you send it, then text, they still have the, they might look at the picture first and then go, oh, I wasn't ready.
Okay, good, good. Thank you. I just, thank you for helping me drop love bombs on my boyfriend. Good
morning. This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
Well, we have a new baby in the Kardashian family, and this happened last week, but it's the name that we seem to be struggling with today. And we'll tell you what they've named their child at 7 o'clock.
Namaste.
Hot 101.5.